The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
One, two, three, four. It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like.
Guys, this is exciting. I know I don't usually start the intro, but you're getting the sound. I don't know if you're hearing the trash trucks. I hear an ambulance in the distance. We're getting that big city Foley.
Yeah.
Maybe this is our first big city episode that we've done together as a family.
Where does that leave me, would you say?
You can have big city spirit.
Yeah, that's
can't
true.
You?
Hello, welcome to my brother, me, an advice show. We don't have a cold open. Hello, welcome to my brother,
that
my brother.
That was not a cold open. That was a warm open.
A vice show.
Ooh,
we're here. We're
show.
Cracking down on crime,
or we're doing it,
or we're doing it.
Vice.
Hey, man,
who
listen.
Knows?
I've watched a lot of procedural shows. Usually, there is a little bit of crossover where it's like the cops. And if you can believe this, because it's
Sound
in a fantasy
city,
world where a cop might be dirty. Can you imagine?
I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm your middlest brother, Detective Travis McElroy.
I'm your sweet baby brother detective, Griffin McElroy. Sorry, guys. Some vapor from the subway just came up, and I did breathe it in.
That's
what do you
not
guys
good,
call
man.
Your little subway there. What do you guys call it?
The Metro.
The Metro. Boston.
Are you jabbering about the Metro?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
So
is
that's
that the native DC accent? That
that's
you've
a sort
adopted?
Of DC accent that.
So yeah. Madonna of you.
Yeah. You know what's fucking funny, Juice? I didn't even realize. I had it until you just pointed that out.
You know what we call our subway here in Cincinnati?
What's that?
The ghost train, because it didn't get finished. It was 90% built, and then the auto industry killed it. Now
that's
it's a
not
ghost.
A ghost, really.
Well, the auto industry killed it.
Okay.
So, because it's there, it still haunts the city with infrastructure problems.
It's a shame, man. We love our Metro.
Oh, my Lord.
And it's good to take the Metro down when you go to... Go people to cherry blossoms.
Master Wayne. Now, Griffin, try this one on for side. Try underground. Say the underground.
The underground. No, okay. It's just for DC. It's just for DC stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Say Thomas Jefferson.
Ghost Jefferson.
Oh, boy.
What if you asked him to say Declaration of Independence and then he could say it perfectly? And it's like, so it's not in D.C.
That's how we
that's
find out.
Wow. Whatever is there cool. now is a fake.
Hey, Griffin, say Illuminati.
Say Illuminati power. Say the power of Illuminati.
Watcher.
What?
What? Oi, Watcher. Illuminati.
Okay, so that's
Skull
a DC.
And Bones.
It's turned him to Scooby-Doo. That's a very D.C. thing.
Yeah. Everybody's Scooby-Dooing it over there.
Huge Scooby-Doo energy coming off of Anthony Fauci.
He is in D.C. I don't know why I was surprised. That wasn't
twist.
A revelation for me.
Yeah, it wasn't especially eye-opening. Welcome to our advice show.
I live very close to Joe Biden now, and we have not done a lot with that, sort of.
You had a, what was it yesterday? You had a helicopter, one of Joe's.
I think Joey Joe's Bag of Donuts just went right overhead. And he was looking down on me like, great podcast, son.
Whoa.
So I'll make it to a show eventually, bud.
Keep putting me on the list.
I'm like, sure, Joe. You keep doing the great stuff you're doing, I guess.
Hey, here's a question for you. We always used to put Joe Biden on the list when we play a show in D.C. because we thought that was funny.
Yeah.
Is
Still
it,
is. Still it kicks
is,
ass.
It is. Okay. Is it less likely... Is it less likely he will come now that he is president
Oh.
Rather than vice president.
I think it's more
I'm
likely.
I'm not saying it was ever like, I'm saying is there an appreciable difference in the likelihood with him being president versus vice president?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's more likely, right? Because now he's looking for more of an outlet, of a release.
Yes. Right?
That our show could really provide. I think when you're vice president, you get a lot more downtime. But yeah. Our show is a concentrated, like, hey, we're going to give you a year's worth of stupid energy in 90 yeah. minutes. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I think Joe Biden needs that. He's so serious.
He's so
focused all the time.
Kind of sexy, though, when he gets, like, super serious.
Yeah, especially when he's just eating ice cream like that. Oh, Joe.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
focused.
Man, for sure.
So focused.
Joe focused. Here's a question from you, our beloved listener. This one comes to us from Savannah. Beautiful, beautiful. Love it down there, Savannah. Oh, Riverwalk. Come on.
Come on.
The ghosts. The taffy. Please.
So many.
The pralines.
Yep. I just like the people. The energy?
The people, the energy of the city. It's a whole other pulse.
Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil. Oh, it's so good.
Yeah. My old roommate sent me a save the date for his wedding, and he's getting hitched on Thanksgiving.
What?
Should I still go? What? My old roommate sent me a save the date for his wedding, and he's getting hitched on Thanksgiving?
Huh?
Huh? Wow. Hey, that's not okay.
I've been horrible about flaking every time I said I would visit him after we moved out of our apartment. And I thought no way would I let myself miss his wedding. But now it's on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And I live across the country from my wonderful family. Is my roommate trying to keep the guest count low?
Ooh.
Does he know Thanksgiving is on a Thursday? I have many questions, and I hope you might have some answers. That's some super flaky in Savannah. Woof.
This is just giving me a kick-ass idea.
Okay.
I don't care when I beef it. I want to have a Christmas funeral. Ugh. Just because
it
you're going to be thinking about me that day. You know what I mean? Like, I'm
going
to lock that one. Let's talk about me today.
I have many, many, just Travis McRoy conspiracy theory, a conspiracy of one, if you will. And one of my conspiracy theories does relate to Houdini, who died on Halloween. But the odds of that, I mean, it's 1 in 365, right? For one of the spookiest dudes who ever walked the earth? Not the spookiest, that's Edgar Allan Poe. But I'm saying
I think on average, you probably have a higher chance of dying on Halloween than like an average.
From getting punched in the gut? I'm just saying that maybe he died on the 29th and his people were like, now hold on. I think we can keep this cool for like 2 days, right?
Do you all think there's a chance they didn't know?
There's no way. The amount we're all married. We're all married, not to each other, but we're all married. And
yeah,
the amount of thought that goes into picking the date for a wedding isn't just like that's it. You picked a Thursday, right, to begin with.
Thursday in late November. Like, if I hear a date, if you ask me what day Thanksgiving was this year, I don't know off the top of my head, but I'm gonna say November 22nd to 26th. And
nobody
so
knows.
if it lands somewhere in that zone,
feels right.
Don't do a wedding on it, that one, don't think.
And you, the fact that you picked a Thursday, that's what you keep coming back to. It's like Friday,
it's
Saturday, Sunday.
This year. It's going to be the 23rd this year.
There you go.
Already getting pumped.
So Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Okay, cool. Wedding times. Small local wedding, I could see like a Tuesday. A Tuesday,
Tuesday wedding, love it.
The day of the week is the least relevant thing. How is that what we're litigating?
What I'm saying is if you pick a Thursday, you did that on purpose. You
okay, so
chose that day.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I was pretty stupid before I got married. I could definitely see myself accidentally saying, like, put it on Thanksgiving.
But not to the point where you have to run it by so many people.
That's true.
Right?
Someone would have thought,
you got your partner.
Right?
You have any
is
living in-laws. You
okay,
have.
They know.
Yeah.
They know.
You can mess this up because we made it to like a couple weeks before our wedding before we realized we scheduled it on Pearl Harbor Day, which was rude of us to kind of make that
day
to make
almost
that
every
one
day's
about
a day.
Right? Every day is
a day.
And I will also say this. I think that there are days we're having a wedding on that day.
Yeah.
Like we had friends that got married on New Year's Eve, like at like a 10 o'clock ceremony.
That's fun.
And then it's like, now it's just a New Year's Eve party. Fine,
sure.
Great, perfect. Valentine's Day? Yeah, perfect,
great.
Then you start to get into like, it's not wrong, but it's just interesting. Like if you got married on St. Patrick's Day and had a St. Patrick's themed wedding. It's not like, well, this conflicts with my other plans, but interesting choice. Whereas Thanksgiving, the only thing here, well, there's two things here in American Thanksgiving is stealing the entire country from indigenous people.
Stealing the whole ass country.
Yeah. Right, we stole the whole ass country again.
And two, eating and not doing stuff, right? Yeah. Like wearing comfy clothes and eating too much. Now, if you're like...
Every day's a holiday, though.
Not every day's a holiday.
Not like this. Oh, really, Trav? Let's talk about April 6th, the day we're recording this. Today, you could be celebrating fresh tomato day.
No. Hey, Justin, that's an observance. That's not a holiday. People aren't getting off school for fresh tomatoes.
You knew I was going to do a few of them. Why are you jumping down my throat?
Sorry, go ahead, Juice. Get your jollies off.
It's Charlie the Tuna Day.
Oh, what? Shit, I didn't get Teresa anything.
Hostess Twinkie Day is today. It's National Caramel Popcorn Day.
Good.
National Caramel Popcorn Day and good. Twinkie Day. Hey, Justin, look up what day November 23rd is this year.
Because no, maybe say Thanksgiving.
But it's going to say Thanksgiving, but I guarantee it's going to say other things.
I just real quick, a few others. Today is Plan Your Epitaph Day, Teflon Day, and New Beer's Eve. Whatever.
Ooh,
yeah. I'm celebrating today. All of those at the same time. I'm planning my epitaph, but it's okay because I'm just fully coated in Teflon. Now let's get fucked up. It's New Beer's Eve.
The 23rd. A lot going on. It's Fibonacci Day.
Oh tomorrow's cool. National Beer Day. So today is New Beer's Eve.
That's great.
National Margaret Day.
I don't want to talk about days anymore.
Yeah, it's too close to monthly observances. I think. Why did they do this?
That's a fucked up thing to do. For a large set of people, a lot of married people, I will say, use Thanksgiving as a kind of bargaining chip.
Yes.
In the deciding where to go for which holidays and visit who thing.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, oh, we're doing Thanksgiving here this year, and then we can do Christmas over on this one, et cetera, et cetera. To just, like, take that whole claim chip the whole away day.
Because
is a
if
lot.
You if one of you is better friends, like, if you're in a relationship and your partner is good friends with the person getting married, and you are not, you'll never dig out from underneath that debt. You'll never like, remember when we had to skip Thanksgiving to go to you can go. I wouldn't go. Send a nice video message. Yes.
I would actually say, in this circumstance, the fact that you flaked a bunch is actually better. Because
it's
if you had...
Oh, you've set a tone.
You've set a tone, right? If you had managed to, like, 100% everything up till now, the precedent is difficult. But might I also suggest that if your ex-roommate planned their wedding on Thanksgiving, maybe that's an energy you don't need in your life.
Sure. Yeah.
Maybe it's
a chaotic person. I would be
part of growing up is removing people from your life.
Boy, I bet you didn't see this fucking twist coming when you sent this email in, huh? You didn't expect us to excise this person from your existence, but here we are.
Hey, can we approach the wizard?
Yes, Griffin. Thank you.
Just really.
Griffin, I would like to approach the wizard with a lot of hubris, but then learn about humility and about myself through the process. If that works for this one.
Yeah, sure. That works fine. You're a frog now. He did that.
Oh, well, that's going to teach me a lot. I've seen Frog Princess, so man.
Yeah, sure.
Tiana actually doesn't learn a lot of humility in that movie. The prince definitely does.
The prince is the one who needed the lesson. So how to contact yourself in a parallel universe. Thank you, Douglas, for sending this one in. This is about, curious how to contact yourself in a parallel universe.
Yeah.
While tapping into alternate universes or AUs is all purely theoretical.
Oh.
Oh, Griffin's winking. He's trying to wink as loud as he can so it plays on the mic. God, he's really going for it.
It's a ton of fun to think about. If you're into sci-fi, guided meditation, visualization, or creative exercises, jump right into this article. Here you'll learn about exciting concepts like wormholes and the fifth dimension, so you can see and talk to all the versions of yourself. Fuck, yes, Everything Everywhere All at Once, great movie, best flick ever. How can I make that happen for me today?
Yes, how can I get you into this premium multiverse right now?
I just want to come out swinging and say, I think Griffin would get along well with his alternate self. I think Justin would get along well with his alternate self. I think me and my alternate self, we would not get along.
No, not at all.
We would, we're, I'm already too much.
Yeah.
As a one.
Yeah.
As a two, the feedback loop would be too much to bear.
There's already too many Travis McElroy sort of rattling around over there. So we're going to start with this. A parallel universe is one of countless alternate realities. We're going to get kind of like pretty smart on this one, talking about like a lot of...
We can do smart things. Like we can do smart stuff.
Yeah.
Like we can do that too.
We can do it.
It's more cerebral.
Yeah.
We tone it down on purpose. That's what a lot of people don't know.
Most definitely.
We could do it.
It's all theoretical science, but it's fun to think about. Stop it. Stop couching it.
Yeah.
Just tell me how to everything everywhere, please. If the universe is limitless, then it's possibly home to an infinite amount of realities that are parallel to each other because there's just so much space.
Sure.
Cool. Okay, so how to contact yourself in a parallel universe. Travel through space with the de Broglie wavelength. De Broglie wavelength.
I've tried that.
How'd it go?
How did I get to space? For starters.
Well, Justin.
With the de Broglie wavelength.
Yeah, when President Musk takes office, he's going to make space travel.
Hey, Travis.
I wish you shan't and shouldn't.
I would step back from that ledge right
now. I would beg of you to shan't. Make a brief, hey, Travis, my brother, make a brief allowance to shant, please.
Yeah, you're right. Let me shant real quick.
No, you got to shant three times on wood. And then throw some shant over
Travel
your shoulder.
Travel through space with the de Broglie wavelength. An AU with a high-tech machine can deliver you to your alternate self. Reach out to another society where you have access to equipment capable of sending out a wavelength that can reach infinite realities. It'll be able to pick up your signal and bring you over to a parallel universe. A de Broglie wavelength has a very high value of kinetic energy and associated...
Isn't going to work. And can I tell you why, Griffin and Justin?
Yeah.
Where to begin? My brothers in science. Because if I am traveling... And we're in an infinite universe situation. There are also infinite me's traveling. We're all going to get to each other's universe and be one universe over.
No one's going
to
be there. Yeah.
Like,
that's a fair point.
We should have coordinated. I needed to contact them beforehand to say, I'm going to come to you.
Yeah.
You wait there. Half of us travel. Half of us wait.
Left. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm just going to do this, I guess. Like, I know my own phone number.
Yeah.
So I'm going to de Broglie wavelength it and just sort of get like, you know, like cyber consciousness, hive mind Griffin, like way out there in the AU universe to just like hit me up on my Mobi right now.
Oh, yeah. Maybe like I know that my number, right, if I'm calling it or not, mine starts with one, right? It's one and then area code and the thing. Maybe if I just call two and then my phone number. Right. I'll get the next Travis over.
Okay.
Right? Maybe we have the same number, but the difference is just theirs starts with two.
It's worth a shot. Anything's worth a shot. Maybe that's what a de Broglie wavelength is. Your other option here is to jump through an Einstein-Rosen wormhole. Fall into this black hole for a shortcut to encounter your alternate self. Yeah, my main issue with reaching out to my alternate self is how long it takes.
Yeah, man.
I would love to jump into this black hole just as a quick little worker. This is a life hack when reaching out to your AU. Don't do it the long, normal way.
No, you don't need a de Broglie wavelength.
You don't need to wait around for a de Broglie wavelength.
Way too long to cook one of those up. Find a black hole. If you can find an Einstein-Rosen wormhole.
But in this economy, Griffin,
in this economy, yeah. Technically speaking, once technology is developed to safely travel through a wormhole without the danger of it collapsing on you,
sure,
you'll travel faster than the speed of light.
Yeah.
So,
OVS.
It's not, there are certain risks.
Well, yeah, Griffin, there's certain risks in science. We know that, right? Yes. When Marie Curie was sitting there eating uranium to see if it cured whatever was wrong with her. Right,
yeah,
she knew what was up.
Happened like that.
when Pasteur was eating all that old milk, and he was like, maybe this will do something, right? Sure, we sure, know sure, that sure. He was risking it for the biscuit, right? We get it.
Sure.
We get it. That's what science is.
You can't listen.
Nobel had to blow up a lot of stuff to find the first award, right?
Exactly.
That's how he discovered awards.
That's right.
What if he gave that to? Do you think he gave it to? Do you think Nobel did something really good? And he was like, you know what? You deserve a break today. No one's gonna honor you, so I'm gonna do it for you. This we're gonna call this ice cold Mountain Dew and a slice of pizza. We're gonna call this the Nobel Prize. This is just for you doing such a good job today.
Oh, now close Nobel, it's really nice.
Now no close problem, your buddy. Nobel eyes and take a Nobel nap and enjoy your Nobel Prize.
Then Einstein opens his window and looks in. He's like, oh, shit. How did you get pizza?
Can I have pizza?
Yeah. Nobel says you got to do something really good.
Yeah.
Like really, really good for humanity. And Nobel, all he did is rake his lawn. But he didn't tell Einstein that. He's like, Einstein, you got to come through clutch with a real good one.
You got to help me paint this fence.
Einstein's like, no problem, buddy. Catch you in a year. And he comes back. He's like, A-bombs. And he's like, oh,
here you go, man.
That is good. Here is your pizza, my man.
Yeah. Welcome to the club. I was blowing stuff up with dynamite, my dude. And you made an A-bomb. Time. Nice.
Thank you, Einstein.
Not a lot of people talk about this, but you can still, to this day, and it says it in small lettering on the Nobel Prize, turn it in at a Pizza Hut for a personal pan pizza and a large Mountain Dew. Not a lot of people tell you that, but you can turn it in. Look, go to your local Pizza Hut. They got a stack of them in the back, just waiting to be picked up.
Huge stack of personal pan Nobel Peace Prizes. Find the distance, time, and tech needed to enter an AU.
Can I jump back? Nobel Pizza Prize. Sorry,
thank
go
you,
on.
Travis. The Einstein-Rosen wormhole works both ways.
Sure.
Right? Like, you can't just expect
Einstein on one end, Rosen on the other. Yes.
No. Like, what? Your alternate, hey, Trav, dial in, because this
is... Yeah, really, man.
You're what having a lot
science?
Of fun.
Is the science?
You're jazzing over there, and we love that here, but also, like, we're in a pretty heavy intellectual
right.
Let me dial in now, and I want us to try and respect that. Okay. You can't just rely on everything everywhere all at once, Griffin, to hit you up. So sometimes you have to run the formulas, like... Just write down, my alternate self will travel 1 million light years in 1 second with a special machine. And then...
Okay, so this is similar to very early in our run. I said that if time travel ever exists, this is the moment I want to come back to.
Right, and I'm still waiting on... Oh, I do have a text. Oh, it's dead. God, how disappointing. You can also, my alternate self will instantly travel to the closest parallel universe through astral projection.
Yes.
You can just my alternate self will access the furthest parallel universe by reading a magical tome.
Wait, now hold on. So, our options so far, the Broglie wavelength.
Yep.
Einstein-Rosen wormhole.
If you want to do it quick and dirty.
Yeah. Then we have astral projection and then a magic tome. Just any?
Yeah, a magic tome.
Which one?
That'll help you with this next one, too, because you can also hop into an alternate reality that's 2D.
Oh.
So you imagine a flat universe to see yourself as a comic book character. Think about a parallel universe where everything is two-dimensional. For some extra fun, think about what comic book you'd live in and what type of character you'd be in this special universe.
Now, hold on.
Hey, if I was a two-dimensional comic book character, I wouldn't be able to see... any of the shit that was happening on that plane.
Yeah,
that
I'm pretty sure
solely
in the comic book
on.
It's supposed to be 3D. Like in there, you know, we're looking at a picture. Like if I look at a picture of something happening here, I'm not like, if I take a picture of my office and I look at that, I'm not like, oh, a two-dimensional world.
No, it's not. This isn't flat land.
Right.
This isn't, when you're in the comic book, you can also see kind of what's around you or else it would just be sort of one, you know what I mean? So you can say to yourself, like, I'm the superhero Holiday Hurricane, and I fly in to take on villains in underserved neighborhoods while supporting mental health.
Oh, wow. That's a wide swath.
I am the random barista that everyone thinks is an NPC, but actually is responsible for giving them life-changing advice. Or, I am a high-level sorceress that people suspect is a villain, yet I'm really saving the planet with counter-curses.
Hey, wait, hold on. Can we talk about the three characters there? If they were handing those out to us... And they're like, yeah, you're going to be the high-level sorceress, and you're the holiday hurricane. And you're a barista that is a seems like a normal person, but actually gives really good advice. I'm sorry. What was that
sword?
What was that last one there? If I could have something.
Anything? Laser eyes?
Anything, please?
Yo. Hey, kids. Access the fourth dimension. Hey, old kids. Access the fourth dimension. Travel through time and see your past or future.
Well, I can get to the future. No problem.
Yep. Here we go.
Here I go. Whoa!
Imagine the fourth dimension is every point in time and space in every parallel universe, okay? Okay, I did it. Decide where you'd like to go or who you'd like to come in contact with. Maybe you may want to visit your past self from this current reality, so travel to meet yourself 4 years ago.
I've already been him. I met him back then.
That sucks.
Boring. I want to travel to meet myself from, like, 2 years ago. I'm going to say, Justin, I know you're about to launch into a project for bending reality so you can interact with yourself. I'm here from the future to tell you, you are wasting your fucking time. Yeah, man. It is pointless. It doesn't work. It doesn't.
It does work. It does work because I'm here now talking to you, but I'm saying, like,
it's
not
just a
worth
waste
it.
Of time. It's like it not sucks. Worth it.
Yeah.
Just go rewatch BSG. Rewatch BSG. I know you've been building up to a BSG rewatch.
For sure.
Are you going to eat that also? Because I can eat that now. And then it's future food.
Oh, we don't have beef anymore. Sorry. I should have.
Whoops.
Whoops. Sorry.
Fourth dimension's hard, but if you do feel confident, you can take the next step. And this is kind of the one that I'm on, which is that you enter the fifth dimension to contact your soul. Wait. So you enter the fifth, everybody's wondering, where is this thing? Fifth dimension is where the soul is. Ascend to the spirit world and access your higher self. Find your higher self, a spiritual being that's free from pain or fear and that only experiences pure love in the fifth dimension. To access the fifth dimension, or 5D, activate your imagination and creativity. Something as simple as listening to your favorite song or meditating on kindness can help you channel the 5D.
Hey, can we just for a second acknowledge the rapidly fluctuating vibe of this article?
It's all over the place, huh?
Yeah.
Is this what AI?
No, this one. This one was written
by my scientist uncle and my new wave aunt, like taking turns at the computer. What's happening here? I'm loving it. Can I? Okay. So just to recap.
Yeah.
The dimensions are.
Yeah.
Height.
Flat comic books.
We got height, right?
Well, lines.
Yeah.
We got width. Points is one.
Points
lines
is one.
Is two.
Lines is two.
The depth,
square is
right?
Three.
Cube is three.
Cube is three. And then time, a cube that exists for longer than a second. And then a cube that exists for longer than, you know.
A point's zero.
Okay. Point, line, square, cube. Cube that lasts. Right. Cube that lasts that paint.
Is a line 2D?
Cube that lasts that paint is where we are on. That's like the ship we are on. We
love
that.
Cube that lasts and paints.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're talking about the fifth dimension is the spirit one. And I think it might not be too late for us to change the name of the year to 20 Surf and Sea Channel the 5D or something along those lines, because that's really the type of energy that I'm going
to
want to bring.
Well, you don't have to change it because it can be true. That can be true also.
Okay. Mm. Surf the vibe, channel the 5D.
Different dimensions.
Yes.
Different verses.
Yeah, in a different universe.
In a different universe, it is channel the 5D. It has always been.
It's always been like that, too, in my estimation.
I didn't think. Okay, listen. I don't feel like we hold WikiHow to an especially high bar here. We can all agree on that, right?
We're very permissive.
We take all sorts here.
I don't like that there's this article. It is actually getting on my nerves that this article's like, just dream it.
Yeah,
like,
man.
Okay, so let's get back here. You're right. Let's get back into the process.
This article is getting more stoned as we go.
Yeah, right. I need a bullet pointed, like, unscrew the lid, put the blade in the stone, like that kind of thing.
So this one, we're going to get back into, like, actual practical stuff here.
Thank you.
Imagine a differently colored world to see your alternate self.
Wait.
Focus on the vibrant new shades of an AU to call out to another you. As a quick and fun way to visualize yourself in a parallel reality, switch up the color scheme a bit. For instance, maybe the moon is purple, a shade associated with creativity, and the sun is black, a hue connected with mystery. In this world, Your alternate self might cast spells under the darkness of the sun and pray to the moon to ask for artistic abundance.
What?
Maybe. Yeah.
And then?
Yes.
You open the lid and take out the device
and put
and activate it. And then you see.
Here's what I'm saying. If there's another universe where myself can cast spells, then the onus is on them. I'm here having a hard time getting my computer to boot up sometimes, and I'm supposed to reach another universe? You can fucking conjure shit? Get here.
And that's frustrating for me, but I also know there's probably alternate realities where I'm just like a little slug, and I can't even dream of this incredible life.
No, you're just trying to avoid salt.
I'm like slobbing around with the other slugs on like 1D, and we're like, wouldn't it be cool if we could like make a podcast? And they can't, but we can. Do you know what I mean?
Maybe like, the slug had the idea, Griffin. That's what gave you the idea to start a podcast.
What that's interesting.
All the idea, that's how that slug contacted you. The slugs got together and they burned their entire world to get the idea of make a podcast to you.
Guys, this is a powerful energy I feel like I'm tapping into right now, which is, what if I just live my life thinking that I'm a 1D slug man that traveled across all of the omniverse to be here today in this incredible three-dimensional world?
I just want to apologize to Rachel for all the bong rip sounds she just had to edit out of Griffin's segment. That was a lot of work, Rachel. I realized there were a lot of them, but thank you for all your hard work.
The final one is, write a message to communicate with your alternate self. Boring.
Yeah, man, you just told me to dream in different colors and reach myself that cast spells. And now you're like, I don't know, man, write it down.
Can we go to the money zone, please?
Yes, let's go.
I just bought a fucking lot of crystals.
Are you comfortable right now?
Yep. No.
Okay, well, we have both ends of the comfort array.
Yeah.
Griffin, I would like to make you more comfortable by getting you socks.
I love that, man.
Yeah, socks that support your sport. You know how you're always sporting, Griffin?
Yeah, sure.
And be it regular or E, you want to be comfortable.
Yeah, sure.
So I want to get you some Bombas socks. They don't say it here in the copy, but take it from me, a professional e-sportster. You can wear them while you're doing, say, track and field, but you can also wear them while redesigning your farm on Stardew Valley for people to watch on Twitch. Like, it's comfortable for both those things. There's no law against wearing these socks for, like, doing Twitch. You know what I mean?
Yet. Not yet.
Oh, my God. Tell me about it.
So Bombas socks beat ass. I'm going to take the baton here to just sort of give my own little personal endorsement. They're really, 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 really good socks. They also have lightweight t-shirts that are so comfortable, and they have underwear that it's like it vanishes into the ether when you pull your pants up on over them. It's like, am I wearing underwear? Am I not? I don't know.
It's Schrodinger's underpants.
It's Schrodinger's underpants. They're incredible. I have a lot of Bombas stuff in my daily rotation, and I'm a big fan.
And I have a lot of pairs of Schrodinger's underpants that I've bought on eBay, and some of them came with certificates of authenticity, and some of them didn't. So if you're an expert in it and you can help me identify if I was you know, duped or not, I'd really appreciate
it. How much did you spend on all that?
Oh my God, Griffin! It was I would say on average it was either $200 or free, depending on if I look at my bank account or not.
Well, yeah. I think you can find much better deals if you go to bombas.com/mybrother and use code mybrother for 20% off your first purchase.
I'm Lisa Hanawalt.
And I'm Emily Heller.
Wow, Emily, we've been doing this podcast for 10 years.
I know, but hey, don't worry. You can jump in at literally any episode and hear us talk about some of our favorite stuff. Caterpillars becoming butterflies.
Martha Stewart flying around in a private jet full of trees. Yes, you heard me right, trees.
Neighbors becoming enemies. Just kidding.
Whatever messed up stuff we can find on Wikipedia.
Our impeccable taste in everything from dogs to TV shows to bodily functions.
And horses. Lots and lots of horses. Come for our horned up rants about the world. Stay for the catchy theme songs.
You might not learn anything, but we're a good hang.
Baby Geniuses. Every other week on MaximumFun.org. Baby Geniuses, tell us something we don't know.
Are you tired of being picked on for only wanting to talk about your cat at parties?
Do you feel as though your friends don't understand the depth of love you have for your guinea pig?
When you look around a room of people, do you wonder if they know sloths only have to eat one leaf a month?
Have you ever dumped someone for saying they're just not an animal person?
Us too.
She's Alexis B. Preston.
She's Ella McLeod.
And we host Comfort Creatures, the show where you can't talk about your pets too much, animal trivia is our love language, and dragons are just as real as dinosaurs.
Tune in to Comfort Creatures every Thursday on Maximum Fun.
My romantic partner and I work in the same industry, and we've often applied for similar jobs. This year, however, we both applied for a position at the same company, and we were both hired. This is great news, but we're wondering when is the appropriate time to reveal this information. Both jobs are entirely remote in the design industry, and my partner and I have different last names. Hypothetically, we could never tell them or tell them on the first day of work, or we could just let them figure it out when the same children wander on the camera. What do you think, gentlemen? Wow. And Andrea.
I take the stance there's no wrong answer here. It's just like what?
How much fun line, do we want to have?
Yeah, what plot line do you want to build?
You could put on the world's greatest show.
Yes.
For your coworkers.
Yeah.
The most, the way that you could slow play this to build a like X-Files conspiracy amongst your collaborators.
Yeah.
It is a tremendous and generous gift that you could give them that would take no small amount of effort on your part to upkeep leading up to the reveal, the prestige, when they walk out into each other's rooms and are like,
and just switch rooms?
Just like, switch rooms. Oh, my God. Well, that would be even part of the slow play. You don't even tell them that they're doing that. Just like that plant that was in their office is in theirs this. Oh, my God. Now,
you also have a chance here because this, a lot of will they, won't they, like office romances begin naturally. But you have the chance to like fully script one because you already know that the answer is they will, right? So, but you can have a will that where it's like that first Zoom meeting where you're on call and people are like, did you feel there was a little buzz between them?
But
right?
You're not, it's a different company. Hires.
No, it's a
different company.
They work for the same company,
same industry, different company.
We both applied for a position at the same company and we were both hired.
Oh, it's a sentence that you read out loud with your human mouth.
You did read it out loud.
You know that I can't use this part and the talk part at the same time.
It hurts when I try to do that, man.
I can't use the think and the talk.
See, here's what's weird for me. It's left and right for me. Left, I can't, it's so weird.
That makes a lot of sense, actually, now that you've explained that, Trav.
But that way you can build a certain dynamic. And people are like, I feel like there's, and then one day you're just like, hey, we should tell you, we're married. And they're like, I knew it. Yeah, you guys worked it
out. Everyone's going to love that, except for the HR person who I hope will be fired. If they don't clock that, like, what are you
doing?
That's
one that you got to detect.
You got to get one of those. It kind of feels like you two were sent from corporate to test the HR. There have been some leaks in the HR department.
If you can score, like, if you can play it for even, like, I think 3 months is the minimum, and do
that's
your whole
spot.
Relationship. And then get married.
Yeah.
Like elope.
Yes.
And then be like, honeymoon time. I think you could score.
You could get
like
a honeymoon.
Vacation.
Yeah. And you
like,
could get gifts.
Paid vacation, the whole nine yards.
I'm loving
it. Make everyone
this.
Feel invested. And you're going to have to, this part is going to be rough. You're going to have to force people to choose sides.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's not going to be compelling unless there's some storminess over like miscommunication or like misaligned priorities, whatever.
Yes.
You got to bring people in, make them choose sides, make them choose one or the other. And then we unite everyone at the end.
And maybe that's what we need.
With a wedding that I assure you, I just got a prompt, no one can come to.
Yeah.
You have
schedule it on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
The perfect callback doesn't exist, but wait, he's
wait,
done
what's
it.
What's that? A hero from the mount.
Oh, shit, we're only at 40 minutes. We can't stop
yeah,
there. Oh, damn it.
You're kidding.
I was reaching
you're
for that stop button.
You're fucking kidding me.
Oh, man.
40 minutes?
This is the problem with not going into Munch Squad right after the break, because Munch Squad eats up time yeah, where it feels like it's all just everybody's just having fun, and then it feels off pace to do another question afterwards. You're like, oh, man. This yeah. show's got to be wrapping up by now.
Oh, God.
Yes! Oh, God.
Put your glasses back on. You look so weird without them.
Whoa.
Put your glasses back on. I hate how you look without them. Put them on. There he is. There's my boy. Travis, on or off, it's up to you, my friend. I can accept you either way. Nope. Back on. Put them on.
Okay. Yeah.
Sonic's hey, getting groovy with
the
a drink dog? Hack.
Squad.
Sonic's been getting groovy with drink hack inspired by the new Paramount Plus show, Grease,
Wait.
Rise of the Pink Ladies.
Wait.
Fucking 80% of our audience has just reached furtively for their keyboard like, that's a fucking... They're doing
I don't know. Show. Yeah. At least one third of this podcasting crew is doing that
Me?
As well.
Me. Absolutely had no idea until I saw this press release. This press release, I mean, shout out to this kind of thing, because this time it worked.
It did work
this time.
This time
you got me. I encountered this show because of Sonic.
Has the question, how did the Pink Ladies rise to power, haunted generations now that I've seen Grease. I've been in yeah. Grease. And never once was I like, yeah, but hold on, guys, stop.
How did they
get so powerful?
How did they get so powerful?
Yeah, the idea having the stones to make it not only a spinoff but like a prequel to like what came before. It's massive.
As
Olivia
we know,
Newton, John
any
hologram.
Sequel,
anybody placing bets,
please.
Taking your bets on Olivia Newton John hologram in the
yep.
show?
Got to
do it. Let's talk about the drink though. That's what people care about. Grease, Rise of the Pink Ladies. Grease is the word.
Yeah.
This
it's not a word I want associated with a beverage ever.
Yeah, good point. Grease is the word this spring. In partnership with Paramount Plus, Sonic Drive-In is celebrating the premiere of the new original series, Grease, Rise of the Pink Ladies. Imagine my pleasure at knowing that it is in partnership with them. I would love the idea of you just be like, hey, guys, we're just excited about the movie.
Big
we
fans.
Didn't ask. We didn't ask. We're just big fans.
Deborah in accounting just loves Grease so much. We thought, this was for Debbie. This was for
inspired
you.
Inspired by the iconic Pink Ladies from Rydell High. This special
yep.
somebody had a word count they had to reach. This special beverage.
it's such a gross
oh
way
wow!
That's special.
That's a special one.
This is a special beverage he's cooked up. Special beverage is made by combining Sprite with cherry and
can
vanilla.
I interest any of you in a special beverage?
You're it's under arrest.
Oh right. No!
This special beverage is made by combining Sprite with cherry and vanilla flavors and topping it with sweet cream. Fans can easily make this craveable creation using the Sonic app.
At home.
At home, you dumbass. You just told me the recipe.
Using the Sonic app.
This was not even, we're not even selling this one. We just had an idea for it. We know you're going to be watching Rise of the Pink Ladies at home. This is what we're going to be making. Do you
want to
make them at home
we
and enjoy it?
We want you to drive to Sonic and wait for someone to bring it to you so you can drive home and watch.
You can also make hamburgers at home. Did you guys know that? Make hamburgers
Holy
at home,
shit.
Hot dogs at home, chicken tenders.
Okay. Now, Trav, there's some things they got at Sonic that I could not make at home. They got some, like, cinnamon-filled donut balls that just you're not going to be able to cook up without a factory. Listen. Fans can make this craveable creation using the Sonic app and then get transported to the land of doo-wops.
Whoa!
And pink poodle skirts.
Yeah, cool. That's where I'd want. Yeah, if I had a teleporter machine and I could reach out to any AU through the fifth dimension, for sure, Rydell High.
And I, Sonic, I'm gonna go out on a limb here and say that there's at least a portion of your audience that would not be super excited to be transported to the era
sure.
of doo-wops and poodle skirts. Maybe not all of us were fair and super good.
Yeah,
during
in
that
the land
time,
of
timeline. Yeah,
of,
maybe.
Of the Grease.
Maybe that might be. Maybe they just want a refreshing beverage, and Sonic, but that is the place to go, though. Sonic is the ultimate drink stop with thousands of drink combinations.
What?
You can also enjoy half-price drinks and slushies anytime with the app. And there's half-price Sonic cheeseburgers on Tuesday nights.
I'm just saying, if you make and sell a special beverage, you shouldn't need 1,000 other options.
Yeah.
That's true. Just the one special
beverage.
Stand
by your convictions and say, this is it.
Speaking of that, what's even better than finding a new drink to enjoy alongside your new streaming obsession? I do want to continue on here. You're pretty fucking close to not being able to enjoy these two things simultaneously. Yeah. I would say, like, if you drive, you're going to have to tether, right?
Yeah,
you're going to
have
to tether on your laptop and have the have it waiting to press the play button. If you drive this thing home, it's going to be undrinkable.
Oh, wait, Justin, you don't have a beverage chiller in your center console for just this occasion?
Just this occasion with streaming themed drink. What's even better than finding a new drink to enjoy alongside your new streaming obsession?
Oh, wait, let me guess. Can I guess?
Yeah, go ahead.
You could guess for 1,000 million Great. Years.
The laughter of my children.
Incorrect.
Ah, damn it.
But not that far off. How about
some kind of hot dog?
How about helping a local school? Powered by the Sonic Foundation, Sonic donates a portion of all drink, slush, and shake sales.
Hey, can I just tell you right now, imagine you're an elementary school child and you get an announcement like, the Sonic Foundation is stopping by tomorrow. The level of disappointment you have been set up for is so high.
I'm going to get Knuckles to sign my backpack. What the fuck?
Who's this guy?
Why is his hair so fucking wet? Where is Sonic the Hedgehog? Did Robotnik send you? Is this guy fucking Robotnik?
Get him.
That's John Travolta. Get his ass. That's John Travolta, the actor.
Yeah, okay, get him.
Good.
What's even better than finding a new drink to enjoy alongside your new streaming session? How about helping a local school? Powered by the Sonic Foundation, Sonic donates a portion of all drink, slush, and shake sales to support public education through the brand's Limeades for Learning initiative.
Wow.
What a powerful tool that is. Limeades for Learning initiative. Since 2009, Sonic has donated more than $24 million to funding local classrooms, becoming one of the largest programs to support public education in the U.S.
Now, when they say local classrooms, do they mean local to anywhere? Local in what way? Globally local?
Globally local.
You gotta be within 500 feet of a Sonic, and then they'll do anything you want.
Here at Sonic University, we love teaching kids.
Let me just say, Limeade is putting kids through college. That's a special beverage.
The amount of disappointment you're setting yourself up for when you go to Sonic University is
really
huge. I mean, Big the Cat would be my fishing teacher.
Either way, you're going to learn how to make chili dogs. That's it.
True.
No matter what, you're making chili dogs.
The Venn diagram is a very small overlap, but it's
so
there.
So small.
It's there.
How long do you think, now that I'm saying this, it is 100% certain. How long do you think representatives for Sonic the Movie and Sonic the Drive-Thru like sat across the table from each other like, feels like it.
Yeah,
like,
we have to have common ground.
I'm trying to do the math in my head, and then the Sonic restaurant people are like, I know, I've been trying to do it for weeks. I know there's something.
Even Wilder Justin, I like to picture a scenario in which one of them is like, let's talk about this, and the other side's like, I don't see it working. And it's just like, how do you not see it? How do you not?
Who is slumming in that case?
God, that's a great question, Juice.
I bet in their minds, both of them are, right? I can't believe we're here.
Both of those franchises have, at times, given me horrible diarrhea.
Do you guys think that it is weird that we made it this, like, that we did basically the episode, the first episode to drop since Super Mario Brothers came out, and we didn't talk
about
it?
We spent a lot of
time. Oh, is it out?
It came out last night. Yeah.
It came out last night as the crow flies.
And our reviews are in. And this one's a real one-up.
The critics agree.
It's a film with Mario in it.
I don't have a bit. I just want to acknowledge that we know. It seems weird to us too that we didn't decide to discuss the Super Mario Brothers.
We'll
movie.
Do a Mario watch. We'll get around to it.
I am going to do a sneak preview though. This week's Besties, our gaming show, is all about the Super Mario Brothers movie, and I'm going to be doing a bit where I bring you some of the great metaphors that critics have used, video gaming metaphors
Holy
that critics
fucking
have used.
Shit.
You might enjoy Richard Krauss, who says it comes with all the charm of an unplugged Game Boy.
Huh. Well, interesting. Hey.
So that's a bat.
That doesn't make any sense.
That one's guess. absolute. That's a wild thing for you to say.
Unless you're talking about it plugged into a weird peripheral, like the printer that came with it. I don't know, man.
Hey, listen, I'm sure that's what it
is. I don't gatekeep video games. I don't gatekeep almost any media. I will say, though, if you thought that was a good joke, your ass is probably not the target demo for the Super Mario Brothers
movie.
Yeah, man.
I will say that. You've managed to whiff on, like, the biggest notable thing about the Game Boy.
That's true.
Like, the biggest defining feature of the Game Boy being that it required no plugins.
Why don't we wrap up?
Okay. Just like the show or like the series?
So my recording says 51 minutes. Is that wrong?
No, that's where we're at.
Okay. I think we should wrap up though. It's been a good episode.
Been solid. We got a lot to talk about here, folks. A lot to talk about. Most notably, we are kicking off the 2017 Surf the Vibe Tour this Thursday. Moon Tower Just for Laughs, April 13th, 7 p.m. My Brother and Me, Austin, Texas. Don't miss it.
ACL Live.
Very excited.
That's where we're going
to be. Fuck yeah.
Get your tickets now, because the show is in like 3 days. So don't get your tickets after that.
/McElroy Tours is the address for all these shows.
And then we're going to jump back into the Fancy Takes Flight Tour to do shows in San Jose and Denver. We're going to be in San Jose on April 27th with Abria Iyengar doing Adventure Zone. April 28th in San Jose, doing My Brother and Me. April 29th in Denver, doing My Brother and Me. Tickets for that are also available at bit.ly/McElroy Tours. And as I said, that is themed Fancy Takes Flight. And then we're jumping back into our 20 Sun and Sea Surf the Vibe Tour. We're going to be in Columbus, Ohio, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Raleigh, North Carolina, Richmond, Virginia, San Diego, California, and probably more. I don't know. But for right now, those are the ones that are on sale at bit.ly/McElroy Tours. Go.
Yep.
Get it.
Thank you to Montaigne for the use for our theme song, My Life is Better With You. That one is a blessing.
Yeah. Mm. And a curse, because you won't stop listening to it. It's so good.
Sure. Huge curse.
And it will make you dance until you die. So, like,
it is the killing song.
But other than that, so good.
That's the only other one.
You gotta listen to it.
What's Jack got for us today, Trey?
Well, Griffin, I'm 98% certain this is the wrong Jack Johnson, but just in case.
I've said it before, there isn't a wrong Jack Johnson, Trav.
That's beautiful. The possession of muscular strength and the courage to use it in contests with other men for physical supremacy does not necessarily imply a lack of appreciation for the finer and better things of life, Jack Johnson.
And the bubbly toes. I'm just McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy. This has
been My Brother and Me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.